An inside look at food service trends in 2012. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, it seems the forecast for food service operators for this year and pretty much the foreseeable future is looking pretty good. This according to Sarah Lockyer, Director of Digital Content for Pinton Restaurant Group, who recently joined a group of Beef Checkoff representatives to share information that could potentially help identify market challenges and opportunities in today's food service economy. Lockyer says sales are expected to increase and growth is expected to return.
There are obvious headwinds, which no one can ignore. There's the unstable economy, there's high unemployment, and there's rising commodity costs. But most of the larger demographic trends still point to a growing food service and restaurant industry. You have increased population, you have the continued need for many families to have dual income homes, and you have now, what's different from a few years ago, is a pent-up demand for dining out.
Lockyer says that pent-up demand for dining out is driving consumers back to restaurants.
But it's not just about price. What restaurants have to do today that they didn't have to do in the past was really create almost a perfect value equation to lure that diner in. And that equation includes price, of course, but it also includes food quality and service and experience.
Lockyer will give us more details on that equation as well as how the beef industry is poised to assist in it in our next report. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.